I wanted to share with you this morning the foundational for a blessed life. How many people want to get blessed? Come on, show me. Because we all want to get blessed. But to get blessed in a life, they are conditioned. They are conditioned. I just saw that one of their friends, they come after left the church a long time ago. Arton, can you stand for me there to see you? Glory be to God. You are here with two children and your wife? Amen. So Arton was with us approximately 2011. Amen. So he come back again. And we would pray for you that God would bless you and prosper you in a special way. Thank you to come and visit us again, and hopefully that we see you again. So I wanted to share with you the very important secret of a blessed life, a successful life. To be successful, you needed to make a decision with your life. You needed to be make a decision with your life. First of all, I wanted to tell you, make a count of your life. Know who are you. Amen. Knows who are you in Christ Jesus. Today is the most important thing that we look at life of the wonderful man on the Bible, on the Old Testament. His name is Moses. That everyone in us, we know Moses is very successful in the Bible, particularly on the Old Testament. His name is become famous. After so many years, he passed away. So his life counted today, because we all talk about the successful of this life for men. We are see what God can do for your life if you recognize who are you in Christ Jesus. We needed to make a step in front of us to decide whatever we wanted to do with our life. Moses received from God, listen to me if it's possible, the Ten Commandments. Everybody knows that. You know what the Ten Commandments represent? The law today. That every government on the world uses this principle of the law today. That God has commanded him to give us the instruction from the Lord, from God. So Moses write the Ten Commandments and left it into the world for all the world to obey the commandment of God. If you are bound, if the commandment of God, if you guide the commandment of God in your life, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. My life was a blessing when I decided to leave the pressure of the world and to serve God. Amen. When I meet Jesus for the first time, he said to me, follow me, and I will make you a blessing. And from that day on, I've been living from blessing to blessing. He taken me to the end of the world. I'm preaching to hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And people who know me all over, whatever you go in the world, because God had been with me, and you know, and I've been following him every day of my life. Moses is delivering the children of Israel after 430 years of being slave of the world. That's written in the Word of God. Moses is taking away the people who was under the slave of the devil, under the slave of the commandment on the world. There was a slave for 430 years. Moses is taking his people out into the land that they give milk and honey. That means the land of a blessing. For you to receive a blessing to your life, you needed to make a decision to change the things that are not good for you. Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible, and probably We all know that. And in the first five book of the Bible, there is a great blessing for the people in the world today. In Hebrew 11:23, and that we're reading about Moses. It wasn't by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months. They saw God giving to them and not afraid by the king of what they're doing. It wasn't by faith that Moses, when he was grown up, he refused to be called the son of the daughter king. It is important that we know who we are in Christ Jesus. If we know who we are in Christ Jesus, that we know that God is with us and that he'll take us from blessing to blessing. It was by faith when Moses grown up that he refused to be treated as the son of the Pharaoh's daughter. He decided to be suffer with the people of God and not to be having the pressure, the blessing of the world. He looked into the future of the city that come from God and not for the blessing of this world. He refused the blessing of the world and took in the blessing that come from God. Why is God choosing Moses? If I ask you the question, why is God choosing Moses? The question is very simple. Because of Moses, he chose God. In the life of Moses, he grew up as the grandson of the king of Egypt. He can have the pressure he wants on his life. He can have all of the luxury. He can have all the things he wants. But when he decides to leave the identity that not belong to him, to go on to see the people who he was belong to, he been desire to leave the pressure on the world and to leave it with the people of faith. Faith is the one that takes you from blessing to blessing. The pressure on the world is there today, but tomorrow disappear from your life. All of the blessed friends that you have, they will take you to the blessing of the world, they will disappear tomorrow. But if you have the blessing from God to your life, they will never miss you. Because God, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Moses, he set up a principle in his life. He set up a principle for you and me to understand what will be the best thing for you and me. He gave him 4 keys of a very important decision that you and I we should make. The first thing, identity. Who am I? I am the son of the king, or I am a Jew, or I am from the family slave. If he chooses to be the son of the king, eventually the royalty will come on this way. If he chooses to be the son of Jews, he will be rejected. He will be treated really badly for the people. He will be humiliated against the other people. But Moses, who am I? What kind of the responsibility I have in my life? What priority I got to have in my life? His definition of this, how much I got to do with my life? Where am I going to go with my life? What am I going to give him for my life to other people? That is the issue that he's making decision for himself. Moses, he decided the right choice. Il desire to be his identity. I'm not a Jesus. I'm born by Jewish people. He decided to leave the things of the world. He decided to go because they've been humility, they've been rejecting, they've been treating it really bad. Let me tell you something. Many, many years ago, when I decided to follow Christ for the rest of my life, it's a lot of friends that making me accumulate myself. Because no longer I will be with them on the club and to make any the big Charlie. I desire to have a perfect family and not a mess up a family. I desire to serve God and not the rest of the people on the club, on the world. I desire to go with Jesus, not with the rest of the world. Because it wasn't easy for me. I desire to leave the job where they reject me. Because it was not easy for me, but because God taking me into his hands and protect me. And I will serve him for the rest of my life. How we can make a decision? Make a decision, impact your life. Making decision in your life, it changes your life. The foundation for the personal success, look in the life of Moses. There is a wonderful example that we can see in the Old Testament. Discover what God made me to be. Moses was born, like I said, in Hebrews. But he rise on a very luxury home. He needed to change the identity of his life. He needed to go back where he belonged to. He needed to be the son and the daughter of the mother and father. He cannot be the son of the king because he never born into that family. He was a Jew. He was a Jew. He needed to be with the family of God. And he decided to leave the things of the world. Because of the things of the world, they're here today, but they're not here tomorrow. He decided to look for the city that comes from the heaven, not for the city that built it by the hands of the man. Because of the city that built it by the hands of the man, is it today, not tomorrow? Tomorrow will disappear from you. You need to make a decision in your life before you get married because tomorrow affects your life. You need to make a decision when you have your family because tomorrow is going to be too late. You need to choose the right one who God leads you to do it. I am a Jewish boy. The people will reject me. But it's better for the people to reject you than Jesus to not reject you. It's better to humiliate with the people but to be blessed by God. Moses refused to live a life as a son of the king. You know, it's a big decision here we're talking about. He was made his life integrity. Who I am? Is it by faith that Moses, when he's grown up, refused to be treated as the son of the king? Because he can see the future. It is in God, not in the hands of the king. He accepted responsibility for his own life. God is giving you freedom of choice. Who you want to get married. Who you want to have a family for. God gives you freedom of choice. The choice is yours to decide who you want to get married. When I was grown up as a teenage boy, like all of some of you today, I was living on a city in Newcastle by myself, sometime with my sister, some of the family. But I have no mother and father who direct me. I remember I have some friend. This friend, he was the ruin in my life. Once one of his friends was married, and his life was a mess. And as a young man, I said to myself, I'm not going to go through this mess. I'm going to look for the proper girl. But where is the proper girl? You don't find the proper girls in the nightclub. I'm not sure it's correct, but you will find a proper girl maybe on the church. Amen. So I'm started to looking, and I started to looking and looking for the proper girl that will be my wife of life. Not because I am a perfect man. Not because I know what to do, but because I know to fix things. And when things go wrong, we can fix it. Amen. We can fix it. Let me step a little bit out of my message and talking to you as a father. Marriage is like umbrella. Amen. If the umbrellas cover you together, it will be protected for the rain, it will be protected for the sun, and all together you'll be under the protection of the Holy Spirit. But if you use the umbrella to be a sword to heed one another, what will be happening? You get killed. You get destroyed. In family life, in husband and wife, you needed to fix things. You needed to have the cover, the Holy Spirit. When you have the cover, the Holy Spirit, your life is in perfect direction. What you needed to do, I'm talking to non-married people at the moment, the one that are teenagers, the young one. Be careful who you choose on your life. Extremely careful who you choose on your life. Pray about. Have a look where you go, if he or her come with you. If they interest in your faith, if they believe what you believe in. Because if it's not, not tomorrow, today it will be wrong. And will be disaster coming to your home. It is okay when you're a little girl or little boy to live under your mother and father guideline. But when you've grown up, you needed to make your own decision. When you've grown up, you needed to make your own choice. And my advice is to use the choice that God has given to you. Use the choice that comes from the Holy Spirit. Use the choice that comes from God. Moses, as a baby, he was in the faith of the parents. At the age of 3 months, they put it on a little basket, and they put it on the water, on the river to flow. Believe that somebody will protect this baby. And because of the eyes of the Lord, they're on the family, on the parents' eyes, by faith, God directed one of the best person on the country to pick up this baby. And because such a beautiful baby, he said, oh, can be my son, you know. Particularly if you don't have no children. It would be really good for her. But you know, the God eyes watch this baby. This woman, he said, can you give this baby to a Jewish mom to feed him? So the baby's gone to the hands of the own mother to milk him, to feed him. The eyes of the Lord watching. Now, this is the faith of the parents. The parents has that faith that God protected the boy, the baby. But when Moses grown up, they was no more belong to the faith of the mother and father. He needed to make his own decision. He needed to choose God or choose the king. He needed to make the right decision in his life. If you make a decision in your life, making sure that you're making the decision according to the word of God. Because they will never fail. They will never leave you, nor forsake you. When you grown up, you make it your own decision. You decide who are you. You cannot live in somebody's spiritual life. You needed to have your own spiritual life. I hear every day in my life, my parents, they are Christian. I hear all the time. My father, he was a missionary. My mom gone to church every Sunday. My father was a believer. I said, what? Your father, your mama, where is your faith? Where are you standing today? Where is your faith? You're no longer living on your mama's faith or your mama or your father's faith. You need to make a decision. You can serve God or you serve the world. That is important for you to make a decision. My mom is gone to church. My wife and my husband, they are believers. You need a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. You need a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. You don't go to the heaven because your mom or your father was a big, strong believer. You needed to make your own decision. When Moses grown up, he chooses his own faith. He chooses his own faith. You cannot blind somebody else for the direction of your life. Let me repeat this. You cannot blame somebody else for the mistake you're making in your life. We can't. God give us the own choice. We can choose what we want. No one can run your life except you. No one can run my life except me. Sometimes my wife says, hey, you do this, you do that. If you don't do it when you come home, it will be okay. All right, no problem. You know, but we're walking under the same umbrella. Eh? When she's screaming, I'm going to the prayer room and pray for her. Amen. When I don't hear no more scream, I come and I say, God be bless you. Amen. Establish your valuable in your life. If you're going to make your life account, you needed to set up the important things that is more important for you. And the important things that are important for you, you know, nobody else. Moses declared in his life, more valuable than the things of the world. He declared that he's going to serve in God for the rest of his life. And you know this story very well. He's talking to God. He saw God. He saw God. Nobody else can see God, but Moses, he saw God. He's being called the friend of God. He called it by name. God has spoken to him. Go, I'll be with you. Use what you have. I'll make things change. God, if you don't come with me, I can't go. You know, at the beginning, Moses would say, God, don't send me because I'm not very good talker. Send my brother, he's a very good talker. And God said, who making you mad? I'm making you mad. Go, and I'm talking for you. Moses, listen to God. What am I going to say when I go to these people? You say, I am who I am. You say, I am who I am. I am the God of your father, the God of your grandfather, the God of you. Go and tell them. I am the God that promised you to take you into the blessed life, to the land that I promised to your father. Moses is good. He chooses to look in on front of him. Moses looked at the Messiah and not the king of the Jews. Hello? Moses looked at the Messiah, not the king of Egypt. The king of Egypt, they give you a lot of beautiful things. Lot of pressure, lot of farms, a lot of a beautiful luxury. But he desired to look for the Messiah. God's purpose is more valuable than the purpose of the world. God has a plan for you in your life. He wants to bless you. He want to prosper you. He want to take you from blessing to blessing. He want to put a peace into your life. He want to put a peace into your family. He want to take control of your life. He want to take control of your home. But the decision is yours. No one can make a decision for you. Moses said, I'm going to give up the pressure, the beautiful things, the power of the world. But he desire, they are fronting him. They are the city built by the hands of the Lord. What do you want to have in your family, on your house, or on your life? You want to have the bless that your family, it will come from blessing to blessing, from generation to generation. If you wanted to do this, we needed to take this decision today. Choose wisely. Go where God people go. Enjoy with them. And serve God the best you can in your life. And God will bring peace into your life, into your home, into your family, and prosper you day by day. God has done it to me and so many others, hundreds of others. He will do it to you too. If you get this foundation of the blessed life. Foundation of the blessed life. Amen. Amen. Moses said, it's better to suffer for the sake of the Messiah than to have the own of the Egypt. For I look ahead in the great reward that God will give him for the rest of his life. He looked ahead, the great reward that God will give him for the rest of his life. Moses was a man of vision. He has the eyes in faith. He sees the thing that they don't see. Faith without a vision is dead. You needed to see the things that you don't see. You needed to seek in God first into your life. Your eyes is the goal that you have it tomorrow. The vision that you have it tomorrow. Moses keep the right. He keep the right face to look into God. He look in him. He never looked back. He has a vision that God will take him into the blessed home, into the blessed land. And that he took with him all of the generation that was belonging to God. It was not easy. You know this story very well. It was not easy. They needed a miracle, a sign. They needed God day by day. They needed the lights on the night. They needed the cover on the day. They needed to have the sea opening. They needed to have a faith. They needed to go where God told them to go. No way they want to go. They needed to go where God wanted them to go. That was not easy. They come before the Red Sea. Where are we going to go now? The enemy behind us. They're going to kill us. And God said, what you have on your hands? Moses touched the water and the water is open. And the people of God is gone through. The rest of the Egypt has been killed. In there. You know what told me once a man when he was a civil engineer, this man, he told me, he was talking about the Red Sea, the way they divided, and that he was not a believer. And he was disagreeing with me. He said, oh, you know, Pastor Tony? He said, there was an earthquake, and the earthquake shaking the sea and the separating, and these people at that moment, they're going through. I said, oh, that was a blessing, because of the earthquake happening when the enemy coming in and killing everyone. It was shocking to hear that. But no one from God people was killed. You're telling me what you want. God knows what they're doing. Where do you stand today? Can you stand with me today? I'm going to invite the musician to come.